This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. They'll have a plan next week on what to do about bird flu, which is responsible for high egg prices, says the White House Director of the National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, on CBS's Face the Nation.
Brooke Rollins and I have been working with all the best people in government, including academics around the country and around the world, to have a plan ready for the president next week.
Privacy advocates are alarmed about Elon Musk's government efficiency team requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax information on millions of Americans, that according to two people familiar with the matter. Access is tightly controlled within the IRS and had not been granted as of this weekend, say several sources to ABC News. Energy Department officials are unable to get in touch with some critical nuclear workers who were fired by Musk's efficiency office in a frantic attempt to rehire them, that according to an internal email obtained by ABC News. At least 10 storm deaths in the South. This is ABC News. On one war situation, ABC's Selena Wang.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, seemingly on the same page about what's next for war-torn Gaza.
Secretary Rubio and I discussed President Trump's bold vision for Gaza.
Trump insisting the U.S. take over Gaza, force out Palestinians, and develop the remaining real estate, promising to build the Riviera of the Middle East. The plan sparking outrage both at home and around the world.
Rubio and other Trump officials are headed to meet with Russians in Saudi Arabia, but Ukrainian officials are not invited, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
This war has dragged on for three straight years. You see the people, the morale really fading. So Zelensky is really in the backseat on these negotiations, as Donald Trump very strongly says, I'm going to meet with Vladimir Putin and I'm going to see what happens here.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Small town, daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right any night, but she goes on and on and on and on and on. Like John, half drunk, club footed, don't be long, cross eyed, tongue tied, virgin. First degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do. Boy,
so that low down small town, daughter of a circus clown, breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary.
And that's like jaw, club footed, don't belong. It's gone down in the first degree. It ain't right. It happened that night. No.
It is Saturday night, and already we've had so much local stuff, and it continues in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Wise Jennings starts tonight's show, and they are live at the Red Rooster on March 29th with Between the Howls. This hour of local music that is new, fresh, and loud is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown areas. Search Doughboy Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-367 3017. Can you believe spring is almost here? And with spring comes Fat Tuesday on March 4th. You can celebrate with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon. This is Outstanding by the Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. Element on Max Inc. Radio. See them live with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band at the High Noon Saloon on March 4th. Yep, that's Fat Tuesday. Next up in the After Hours is Alex White and Friends. This is Rag to Riches in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Water to never get so low. What too many 4 a.m.s? Guess the someday came and went. Far too long ago. Maybe we'll find one day deep peace through the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico. She said, though you wanna sleep, know that the first to leave could be the last one to know.
You are listening to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Remember, if you are tuning in right now and you want to hear the show again, well, you can always hear it on Sunday, but maybe it's Sunday right now. Maybe that's where you are on the timeline. Well, then you missed the kickoff of this week's After Hours show. Don't panic. You can always swing by civicmedia.us and check out the Max Inc. Radio page. Right there, there's a podcast. Subscribe, and me and Genevieve Hayward will pop into your device and be on standby for when you're ready for the local stuff. Catch Genevieve on 329 along with a gaggle of local music artists at the Respect Concert, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic Theater. This is All Along. Right now on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Soul Society is taking us to break. This music was requested using the Civic Media app box. Follow along, email, text, message the show in the after hours. And just like that, your local music dreams will come true on Max Inc. Radio.
Kept on waiting for you to call me. But it must have been waiting just a little too long. And now you must have changed your number, 'cause it just don't ring the same. Honestly, what the hell was I thinking? Truth be told, I was doing a little bit of drinking, and I just had to find out if you sometimes think of me. It's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then. Well, I keep on thinking about the first time I saw you. Stood there blinking, said there's nothing I could do. I'll be so entranced by you, and nothing's ever changed. It's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Purple.
rock concert, and then the Jimmys. Yeah, even our commercial breaks are full of local music goodness. Time now to power up the patent-pending After Hours Jimmy Tracker. Ah, and yeah, you missed them doing live stuff on Valentine's Day, but that's only because your eyes were blinded by love. Next up, you can see the Jimmys at Toffers in New Glarus on the 20th, and then on March 6th, or on the 21st in Beloit. This half hour's stocking of local artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Speaking of stocking local artists, Bing Bong will be in Sheboygan at the Three Sheeps Brewing Company on April 18th, or at the High Noon Saloon on July 18th. This is Rule the Run, now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah.
Bing Bong, the Heavy Looks, and then the Chris Aaron Band in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Heavy Looks just had a Tiny Death submission, and yes, you're right, you can see it again on Max Inc. Radio's social media things. The People Brothers Band is taking us to the end of hour number one, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Baby, ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know. Where you going? With a mouth full of words, what in the world do you want me to say? You know my love is here, and you know my love is here to stay. That's it. That's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's
Get down.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Elon Musk's government efficiency outfit is requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax info on millions of Americans, an administration official confirming it to ABC News. Energy Department officials are unable to get in touch with some critical nuclear workers who were fired by Musk's efficiency office in a frantic attempt to rehire them. That according to an internal email obtained by ABC News. Thousands are without power and at least 10 are dead from violent storms with wind and flooding across the South. A tree hit this woman's house in Atlanta, killing her husband.
I put my arms around him, and I said, come on, sweetheart, it's time for us to go. It's time for us to go. And before I said the last go, the house fell down on top of both of us.
Shakira canceled last night's concert in Lima, Peru, and posts on X that she had to go to the emergency room with an abdominal issue, expected to be released tomorrow. This is ABC News. Update.